There was once a barber, and as you know, barbers love to dole out wisdom. And he said in his 40 years of cutting hair, there are three ways of wearing your hair: parted, unparted, and departed. When we read the gospel today in Ukrainian, I spoke in Ukrainian how important it is to use everything you have as a tool for your salvation by understanding this was given to me to create. This was given to me to do something with my life. One of the temptations in life is this: people hurt you. People disappoint you. People lose their faith in life and in you. And it is so easy to be wounded that you stop living. Saint Teresa of Avila, the Spanish mystics, used to say, "I don't care if the whole world stops believing. I will believe in my God and I will live." There was once a chaplain during the Gulf War who said to the commanding general after months in the desert, "This is a God-forsaken place." And the general told the chaplain, "Well, it's your job to bring him here." It's your job, every one of us, to bring Christ to your life, to make it alive, to take other people's lack of faith as a challenge to live even more fruitfully and more faithfully. Never use another person's lack of faith or failure as an excuse for you to stop trying. There is always someone that will look at you as an example and say, "This is a person who has found both meaning and purpose in life, and they are living it in spite of setbacks, disappointments, and tragedies that have befallen them." Remember, truth is independent of the majority and the minority. It is independent of our behavior. Even the ancient Romans said, things are true not because the gods say so, but because they are so. So every time you may be tempted by another person's failure or their harsh words to you to stop, not to live as you should live, not to profess the faith, take that as a challenge. It is when darkness comes over the land that people need the light the most. It is when you are faced with challenges that you can rise to them and do things you never would have done before. Keep faith and realize that with God, all things are possible. Do not come to church as a consumer. Come to church as the provider of the gospel. It is our job. It is our vocation and calling to live as people of faith, especially when things are darkest and there appears to be no road through, because with God, all things are possible. Slava Isusu Christu!